This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. The number 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
You, by the way, can submit different things to the website over at freetalklive.com. And you look, when you go there, you'll see different items on the front page with numbers next to them. You can vote to increase or decrease that number. And the most voted up of those items will make it to the front page of the website. So the idea is you submit stuff to the site, people vote on it, and then you see where it ends up. Over at freetalklive.com, if it's at the top in the front, we're more likely to see it and possibly talk about it on the air. Of course, if you want to get something on the air, for sure, the best way is to call in, 855-450-FREE. As we continue, there's news out of California, and, well, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, but it's an update on a story that we've been talking about for quite a while now, the California budget crisis. I know, it doesn't sound too interesting, right? Like, oh, budgets, geez, that's boring. Well, in this case, I find it interesting, because normally I find money stuff not that interesting.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's very interesting, because they are in a real bad way. Like, this is serious. $3.3 billion is what they need to find real fast, according to...
That's about what the IPO for Facebook's going to be, so they can just tax the crap out of them.
SACB.com, the Sacramento Bee, is reporting here that if the state doesn't find $3.3 billion by early March, they're going to run out of cash.
That's easy. I have that in my top drawer.
Through payment delays and borrowing, this is how they may be able to find it. According to a letter State Controller John Chang sent to lawmakers today, the announcement is surprising. This was a couple days ago. The announcement is surprising since lawmakers previously believed the state had enough cash to last through the fiscal year that ends in June.
We thought I was going to go home and not run again.
Chang said additional cash management solutions are needed because state tax revenues are $2.6 billion less than what Governor Jerry Brown and state lawmakers assumed in their optimistic budget last year.
Oh, shoot.
Just missing $2.6 billion.
Don't be
guilty. Meanwhile, Chang said the state is spending $2.6 billion more than state leaders planned on. The Assembly Budget Committee approved a bill that would enable $865 million of borrowing from existing state accounts, according to Chang, after consultation with the treasurer or whatever, Bill Lockyer, is also seeking about $2.4 billion in delayed payments to universities, counties, and Medi-Cal, as well as additional borrowing from outside investors. And what crazed fool would invest in the state of California?
Well, they're probably going to get bailed out. I mean, you know.
They're too big to fail.
Ultimately,
they are too big to fail. California's the seventh largest economy in the world if it was a country.
Yeah, ultimately, that's probably what you're going to see happen, because state governments can't print their own money, so therefore they actually do have to deal with these budgetary matters. Federal government, it doesn't matter. Just keep raising the debt ceiling, keep printing out cash. And
I'd like to point out that California has a constitutional amendment that it has to balance its budget or something like that.
Okay.
I mean, that just shows how messed up this is. Maybe it's a constitutional amendment that it has to pass through two-thirds of the legislature. I can't remember.
Well, I don't know, Mark, but we know they don't really care what their constitutions say.
I looked at it and I said to myself, how in the world could they go? I mean, you know, this seems like a pretty firm constitutional measure.
So this is what we've seen going on in not just California, but also Illinois. These are two of the worst places in the country as far as their budgetary situations are concerned. We've seen them delaying payments to people. We've seen people that are supposed to receive income tax refunds being told, well, sorry, you have to wait. We'll get it to you when we can get it to you. And now they're saying the same thing to the universities, the counties, and Medi-Cal, these different programs that are expecting payments from the state of California.
What's that going to be? I mean, I don't know what Medi-Cal is exactly, but it sounds like some kind of poor person medical program.
That'd be my guess.
Uh-oh. I mean, that's not a good position to be in.
This is what happens when you let the criminal gang take care of your health care.
You trust the state to care for you. This is what happens.
Absent these actions, the state would fall below its prudent $2.5 billion cash cushion on February 29th, according to Zhang. On March 8th, the state would actually end up $730 million in the red. The state would be below the safe cash cushion for several weeks, ending April 13th, save for several days at the end of March. With such actions, he believes the state would not have to use IOUs or delay tax refunds, maneuvers that have been relied upon in previous years. But Chang also said that more cash solutions may be required if our revenues continue to erode or disbursements significantly exceed estimates. So how did Illinois deal with this? As you may recall, they raised income taxes by something like 60 or 66%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a good chunk.
Yeah, and they still are behind the ball. Still.
This is what happens when you don't address the root problem. They don't have a revenue problem. They have
a spending problem.
Yeah. And they get more money. They're still it's like lottery money. You'll find that most people who win the lottery, this is what I've heard. I don't know that, I haven't looked it up. I'd love somebody to research it and send me something on it. That most people that win the lottery end up broke in like 10 years. And it's because they didn't earn the money. If you earn the money, you spend it right. Politicians mm-hmm. don't earn anything. They're people that...
They knew how to earn, they'd be in business.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that they could probably do it, but they don't earn it. When you don't earn money, when a person who's fiscally responsible doesn't earn money, oftentimes things don't go right. They don't spend it on the things that they would otherwise spend it upon.
Well, the thing is, the reason why even if you put businessmen in charge of government, it doesn't work is because government isn't business. It's an aggressor.
Yeah.
It's a violent monopoly. It's a group of people, of men and women, that can force their way upon anyone and take almost as much as they want from anyone they want to. So you put a businessman in charge of that, and the incentives are completely different than in a business.
Just go shake down some more people for some more money.
Well, that's what they wish they could do, but unfortunately revenues are falling. So, eventually if they raise taxes too much, people will say, see you later, and they'll move their business to Arizona or Nevada or Oregon or wherever else.
Yeah.
And that's what, of course, has been happening.
People have been leaving. There's all kinds of flight from California.
And Illinois as well. But California borrows money each fiscal year because the state has regular monthly expenses but receives the bulk of its tax revenues in the spring. The state borrowed $5.4 billion last fall for this purpose. Assemblyman Bob Blumenfeld downplayed the significance of the new borrowing in a hearing. He said $5.4 billion was small relative to the $10 billion state leaders were prepared to borrow last year. See, they're slashing back.
That's right.
It's almost half. It's still $5 billion, but it's half.
I mean, try to imagine for a second the hubris of your scummiest friend who you can trust the very least saying, hey, I was going to ask you for $1,000, but now I'm only going to ask you for $500. So I've saved you $500. I mean, really? Does anybody fall for this nonsense?
The difference, though, Mark, is your scummy friend's only asking for the money.
Yeah, right.
And these scumbags are not.
Your scummy friend pulls a gun on you and says, I was going to rob you for $1,000, but I've decided to only rob you for $500. Consider it a savings.
That's right. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's not my scummy friend anymore.
So, there you go. The state of California is still teetering on the brink of the total financial collapse and disaster.
They're doing their best.
As is the state of Illinois. Now, we don't hear about the other states, but I don't imagine they're doing that much better, but I don't know.
Some are doing better than others. So, yeah. I hear North Dakota's doing real good with their oil sands now.
Well, which is why it'd be nice to have secession where we can see these 50 different state governments truly have some level of competition.
That would be
themselves.
More like nullification. I can't imagine North Dakota managing to secede from the Union. I mean,
well, why not?
How would they pull it off?
Well, I mean, the Soviet Union dissolved, and all of those states became their own places.
Water,
Not the whole Soviet Union.
A rectangle in the middle of the North American continent, really? Its own country? Come on.
Well, I mean, I think that it can be done. Sure, maybe they'll combine with South Dakota or something like that, but
Or,
then you, what's that more? It's a little more squarish.
1-855-450-3733. Look, I don't know how it would all shake out, Mark, with secession.
Clearly.
Some people are saying they think that all of New England should, or the northern New England should secede.
That's I don't want to be with those people.
I don't either.
I don't want Mass in New York, but the rest, I think, can stay, maybe.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Northern New England, I think, is just considered Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire.
That dude, right on.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You will find stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners there, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See that? And if you're a lady listener, get details there on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we talk a lot about the digital currency known as Bitcoin. It is an online, peer-to-peer digital currency that allows one anonymity in the same way that cash does, and it's not controlled by any government or any company. If you want to find out more about the Bitcoin, you can go to weusecoins.org. But for obtaining them, for some people, has been tricky up till now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell bitcoins. If you're totally clueless on the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service right there on the site. All you have to do is click on the live support link at the top. I've done it, and yes, they come on, and they'll take care of you. You can see Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Just click on the banner there.
All right, so our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Now, since we're talking about California, we'll stay on that topic and move to Oakland, where there's still cleanup going on as far as what happened over the weekend with vandals, a bunch of them, breaking into the city building. Now, they also broke into the YMCA or walked in and caused some damage there. I guess they were already open. People were in there. But it was the weekend, and so the city, of course, bureaucrats don't work weekends if they can avoid it, and so they had their offices closed. The vandals allegedly used a crowbar to make their way into City Hall, where they proceeded to wreak some havoc, perform some graffitiizing, and also knocked over some things. There's a photo in this article from the San Francisco Gate of Mayor Gene Kwan surveying the damage at City Hall, where vandals knocked over a scale model of the very same building in which it stood. So,
the government loves its little mock-ups, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's worshiping itself, of course, with its own icons. And so we talked briefly about this on Monday night, and last night I mentioned it again. We didn't have a chance to get to it with Derek J. here, but now Nenny's here with us this evening. And we had discussed how, Mark, you had called me out on this, and Julia had called me out on Monday night saying that, you know, how could I support people who went in and destroyed this property because it's not peaceful? Not that it was violent, because no one got hurt.
Those were Julia's words.
You seem to back her on.
I have a similar. I believe that it should not be done. My position is actually, I understand where you're coming from. That this is public property. Therefore, since I'm the public, I had to pay for this property. I should be able to do what I want with this property. I get the position that you have. It's the tragedy of the commons, essentially.
Right.
However, my point has been that this is a public relations issue, that no one is going to support you, including myself, if anybody who does this. I'm not, this just looks like vandalism to everyone.
This is the first I've heard of this. Is there an underlying reason, like the Rodney King verdict?
No, there was. It's Occupy Oakland, where they had the police aggressed against them over the weekend and arrested approximately 400 Occupy Oakland people.
Mm.
And there was a major clash, basically. There's actually video footage over at fr33agents.com where you can see. It's really amazing, actually. Some of the occupiers had made their own shields. You know how frequently the police come out with their big black intimidating shields and their black clad mm-hmm. outfits and everything? And, you know, they'll stand together with their shields next to one another. Well, the Occupy people had their own shields with, like, peace signs on the front of them.
That.
Very good.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. And, of course, the police were shooting explosives at them and things like that. It was absolutely awful what the police were doing. But so they were pretty upset, I guess. And Occupy Oakland has been probably the most radical of all the occupations as far as
blocking ports.
As far as what they've been willing to do. And I critiqued them when they blocked the port. I thought that was really bad. I think it's bad that they went into the YMCA. But then again, you know, these are who those folks are. They're people that don't believe in, you know, private property. They're probably mostly, you know, Marxists or commies or whatever.
Certainly have that feel to them.
Yeah, it does.
More so there than, say, Occupy Keene or Occupy New Hampshire or something like that. And but, you know, again, I think it's interesting just looking at what they've been doing simply from a numbers perspective, because I've always said that numbers make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the ultimate key to the success of any movement is penetration into the marketplace. And that means numbers. You know, you've got to have people in order to make a difference, to make impressions on other folks, to change people's minds. Now, I agree with you, Mark, that this particular tactic is not a mind-changing tactic. You're likely not going to be breaking and entering into the city hall, destroying property there, and having too many people convert over to, you know, your belief system.
Yeah.
Okay? That much I'll agree with you on. But from the perspective of people are sick and tired of the government,
mm-hmm.
from the perspective of when you push the cornered animal back in, as deep back into the corner as you possibly can,
yep.
that eventually you're going to see things happen that are of a perhaps dangerous or vandalistic nature. In this case, no one was surrounded and beaten by the mob. No one was attacked by, you know, this group of people. There was not an act of violence per se, but there was destruction of the, you know, of property.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show that people are going to be pissed when the government isn't so-called serving the people. Eventually, that's going to bubble up somewhere. The pressure is going to be released somewhere. And so this is that happening.
That's true, but that doesn't mean it's okay. I mean, look,
well, at what point is it okay to destroy the government's property?
I think that
the government has fallen, probably.
When it loses its legitimacy, when it becomes in people's mind, enough people's
mind. How does that happen? Like,
not by destroying their property.
Wouldn't this be part of it, though? I mean, wouldn't this inevitably be part of it? Obviously, you're never going to have the majority of people storm City Hall. Most people aren't willing to take that kind of a risk.
You might. I look at the picture on your screen, and it's got a smashed computer. It looks like desks turned over. You know, the only thing that I can think of is a really powerful movie by a video that was put together by JJ, who's a co-host here on Free Talk Live, mm-hmm. comparing rioters in countries around the world compared to rioters in the United States. And when you say Oakland lined up with shields of their own, I thought immediately of JJ's video, because you see people in Greece, it's tear gas every day. And people there are that upset every day and
right.
are engaging in that. So to say that most people won't get that upset, I'm not sure that's true. But what I see here
in America, I think it's true. I think most people are too comfortable in America. Maybe they
right
can be pushed.
Now,
maybe in the right conditions, they can be pushed there. But when you bring up those other countries, that's important to point out, right? Like those people had enough. I mean, they set fire to those government buildings in Egypt. That's not good for PR, Mark. But it was for them. It was the right thing to do.
And I cheered that on.
I mean, frankly,
right.
That goes along with Mark's and my point that I think we both made earlier in this conversation is if the government is falling or is fallen. And I think your question is a great one. How do we get there if this isn't it?
Right. When do you know if it's the right time? How will you be able to lick your finger, put it up in the air, and say, all right, time to burn down City Hall? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, I don't mean with people in it when it's completely empty.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it an illegitimate tactic? If so, why would you have supported it in Egypt but not here? It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can look up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there, we give them to you, and they include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to follow those updates there. You can get them via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that does accounts receivable. They can do accounts receivable for your business. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. He's our own personal Koch brother. You can go check him out. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
SACL CAI. That's not fair to call Jason that. I mean, he's principled. Unlike the Koch brothers.
I don't know everything about the Koch brothers.
I have heard that they are not principled.
They are. They're the busy funding things they believe in.
I know LouRockwell.com doesn't really think very highly of the Koch brothers.
Okay.
So, all right. So, 855, and I consider Lou Rockwell to be a pretty principled site. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here.
So we're talking about Occupy Oakland and what they did at City Hall, as well as a couple of other places. I guess they took over the inside of a convention center, but it was an abandoned convention center.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Which I have a feeling means. The only reason you'd have an abandoned convention center, in my opinion, is if it was a government convention center. Because if you've ever done any looking into convention centers, you find that the government ones
governments love
poorly managed
convention centers.
Right. They always get it in their heads that we need a convention center in this city. And
we'll just bring people in,
right.
And, you know, I mean, they won't have anything to do like they do in Vegas, but it'll be like Vegas.
Yeah, so then they spend a bunch of taxpayer dollars on building a convention center, and they might get to, you know, a couple of conventions booked in there every year, but it's not running at a, you know, it's not running in the black.
Yeah.
It's, you know, essentially a subsidy for those conventions that do come there. And it's just poorly managed in general. So that's my guess with a convention center. I don't have so much problem with Occupy Oakland taking over what I would consider unclaimed public property in that particular case. But I do have a problem with the YMCA. And then there's the issue of the City Hall, which, you know, as you were saying, Mark, you said it was all right in Egypt for the people there to, you know, riot in the streets.
I certainly rooted for them, is what I said.
Right, and fire, you know, set fire to the government buildings because these people had been pushed to a certain point.
I think,
and who's to say that hasn't happened to these people in Oakland? Do they believe that there's just nothing else that can be done within this system, and they've decided to go at it in a different way?
The difference is perceptual, and you know that's what I've been saying all along. It's all
this
about
is
perception.
Here and that's there.
No, it's the democracy aspect. In Egypt, you had Hosni Mubarak, who had been the dictator there for 40 years or something like that, and you know there was no the people of Egypt didn't own that stuff. Whereas here, the people believe they own things like City Hall. They have an emotional investment. They believe in their minds that that's their property in some way. I think we can make an argument that it's not, but that doesn't change what people... Remember we talked the other night about perceptions and property, how property is a perception. It is not a reality. There's a vehicle outside. I believe it to be mine. Everybody in this room believes it to be mine. But somebody out there probably doesn't believe it to be theirs. If enough people don't believe it's mine, then it wouldn't be mine anymore.
No doubt. No doubt about that. I see what you're saying. But at what point? Now, look, I don't support this tactic. I don't support this tactic. I think it would be more effective if hundreds of people moved to New Hampshire who love liberty and just ignored the state. I think if you ignore them, they'll go away eventually. And you don't have to break anything. You don't have to break anyone's property or do anything like that. I think that would be the
best. Now you're calling it someone's property.
Well, everyone's property.
Okay.
Everyone thinks it's their property, right? We know it's the government's property because they're the ones with the men with guns who will come to throw you off of it
Indeed
if they decide
are.
They don't want you there. But ultimately, it's supposed to be everyone's property. So I think that would be more effective. But I don't blame people for being angry. And I don't blame people for wanting to do something. And if you feel as though the system is broken... If you feel as though the system isn't working for you, or that it doesn't work for poor people, or that it doesn't work for minorities, or it doesn't work for women, or whatever it is that you feel about it, and you're probably right on many of those counts, then you might feel like you're out of options. Because you've tried writing the letters to the editor, you've tried writing the congressman, you've tried writing the city councilors, you've tried speaking at council meetings, you've tried speaking at the, you know, the state house, you've tried a lot of these things, and yet nothing changes. It's not certainly not changing in the direction you want it to change.
Yeah,
so
it changes. It just doesn't go the way you want it to
change. At what point do you decide that something else is necessary? Now, we advocate against violence on this show because I'm all about, getting to where we want to go through peaceful means, because I don't think you'll ever get to peace if you use violence as a tactic. I also don't consider this violence. I consider it monkey wrenching or vandalism or whatever you want to call that, but I don't consider it violence unless someone gets hurt.
I don't know that I would welcome somebody who participated to this to the Free State Project. I would be very...
I didn't invite them to the Free State Project.
Well, we were talking about the Free State Project, and I'm giving you my opinion on that.
I see. Yeah, well, I mean, I think that, you know, there are certain things that could be, monkey wrenching that I would support that aren't as obvious, like crashing a computer system.
So what's the difference if...
Cutting a wire to a klaxon in downtown Keene.
What is the difference between destroying the property and hurting public officials? I mean, we all know that public
officials... There's a human being involved in the second one.
I got that. Specifically, that public officials, they accept stolen funds in the form of tax funding for their jobs. They police officers many times aggress against people.
They do.
I mean, you know, what is the difference between advocating the shooting of the guy who pepper sprayed Derek, or pepper spraying the cop in the face that pepper sprayed Derek? I mean, just going up and give him a little squirt right in the mouth.
Are you asking because you don't know, or are you asking because you want to hear my answer?
I want to hear your answer.
Well, the difference is you're talking about hurting a human being, and that's just it's wrong to hurt other people.
But it's okay to destroy their property?
It's not their property.
But the guy has aggressed.
I don't think that this is the most effective form of retaliation or expression of frustration. You bring up COPCHA. I think
this is the cop that pepper sprayed Derek
right,
J.
The cop who pepper sprayed Derek J. I've seen him in court. He's not remorseful. I know Derek J. personally, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous that anyone would ever feel the need to pepper spray him while handcuffed. Never mind while handcuffed. But I think the more effective thing to do is not go in and trash the police department. It's go stand outside that guy's house with a sign.
Some people don't like that approach. Some people think that's
bad
PR.
You know, but that's
I happen to agree with you. I think that's a good thing to do, too.
It doesn't destroy property. There isn't the public versus private argument of property. And from the looks of that, I keep looking at this picture, and I just don't think that's destruction. I think that's inconvenient.
There's what you're looking at is a picture of the City Hall building inside City Hall. There's a model of it that
right.
is in a glass case that has been tipped over. But there's also was also graffiti on the walls, and they did, you know, they did kind of destroy some stuff in there.
I'm of the opinion that you could call this the whipping of the money changers in the temple. I mean, the going into the City Hall and destroying the model of City Hall in the City Hall. I mean, this is essentially an altar unto themselves.
So the news story here is interesting because of how they're handling this, the city people. Because this is something that they're just not built to handle. The city governments are, and all governments, are built off of obedience. They're built off of people doing as they're told, for the most part. Yeah, they can handle the occasional straggler or bum or whoever it is that they need to handle, because that's just one person at a time, or maybe
a
group.
They prefer to go out and get them, as opposed to having them come to them.
Right, but my point being, they can handle the occasional rabble-rouser mm-hmm. because there's more cops than there are rabble-rousers in any given location. But once the rabble-rousers become outnumbering the police and the government employees in any given area, then all of a sudden everything changes. So Gene Kwan is the mayor here in Oakland, and Kwan plans to ask leaders of the National Occupy Movement to convince their Oakland cohorts to shun violence during their protests. Of course, it's not violent. It's just they're just destroying stuff during their protests over economic.
I just don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. They're just destroying stuff.
It's not. I don't consider it violence unless there's humans that are victimized.
No, it's violence.
But the point is, she doesn't know what else to do. She's essentially trying to go up the chain in what she considers to be a competing gang at this point and talk to the head gang leaders as though Occupy New York or Occupy Wall Street has any control over Occupy Oakland. These groups are not working together in concert,
nope.
necessarily. They're very disparate. They're very different to some extent from place to place. There's more coming up at 855-450 for your thoughts. Our welcome. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you are welcome to help support the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from a free bumper sticker to flyers, which you can print out and distribute or post. Also, we've got other things there like web banners and high-res graphics you can use to make your own Free Talk Live stuff. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
They don't call cigarettes coffin nails for nothing. They're, well, not very good for you. You know, and I wouldn't suggest that inhaling anything into your lungs, particularly besides, normal air, unpolluted air, is a good idea. But if you do smoke, there's an e-cigarette. The e-cigarette is an option that is 22,000 times healthier than smoking a regular cigarette. Also, it comes in lots of great flavors: reds, Turkish classics, menthol, cloves, cherry, vanilla, strawberry, all the flavors you might want. And you can get it absolutely free. You don't have to go stand out by the dumpster anymore in the rain smoking your cigarettes. You can smoke it just about anywhere. And you can get it free from VaporSmiths.com by purchasing 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. You buy the 40 cartomizers and use coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and a free starter kit, which contains two e-cigarettes and a charger. It's VaporSmiths.com or 855-2-GET-VAPOR. VaporSmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Give them a call. Buy the 40 cartomizers. You'll thank yourself later.
All right, so we can talk more about Occupy Oakland and what's going on over there. Let's take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Sam is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam.
Hey, good evening, you guys.
Hey, it's Sam Dodson from the Obscured Truth Network.
How are you?
I'm well. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to share with your audience some of the two of the front runners in the free energy kind of revolution that's going on. The first of these is a guy named Andrew Rossi, who has created something called the ECAT, which is a low-energy nuclear reactor. He's found a process by which he can combine hydrogen and nickel powder to emit a gamma ray, which gets absorbed by this lead containment vessel. It heats that lead up. The lead heats the water on the other side, and you have hot
steam
water provide. Energy.
Yeah.
So he produced a 1 megawatt unit where he chained a bunch of them together, sold that to government for, I think, $2.3 million. They liked it enough that they bought 12 more. And he is producing a home unit that's a 10 to 20 kilowatt unit. Now, this will only produce steam, and there are a couple of drawbacks with it. But really, for people in the north who need to, for instance, heat their homes with it, it's really kind of a no-brainer.
What's this guy's name again?
Andrew Rossi, and it's called the ECAT. And what it is, it's like a small size of a small microwave. The fuel rods are this nickel powder that if the reactor starts to overheat, it will melt the powder, so it will shut the process down, so they're very safe. And the idea is you hook this thing up to your house, like, Mark, in your case, you've got, I think, radiant floor heating.
Yeah.
And that runs out to that big
partially,
boiler
yeah.
that you throw, like, 4 cords of wood into every year.
Oh, no. It's not 4 cords. It's, like, 24 cords.
Whoa!
Oh, man.
Now, I use pine and poplar, so, you know, for people that burn wood out there that just drop their coffee in their lap.
Right.
I mean, I've got to give some qualifications, but I do manage to heat all my water and my house, my little bitty house with this. And I think 24 might be an exaggeration, but I'll bet you I burn at least 15 cords.
Yeah, so what this would do is every 180 days of operation, which is pretty much a winter, you go in, you pull out this $10 fuel stick of nickel powder, the same thing that's in nickels. You slide a new one in, and you're good to go for another 180 days.
That's nice. $10 to heat yourself during the winter, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So, if it's for real, but I mean, what is the legitimacy of this?
How long?
So this has been through tests with the university. There have been all kinds of inspections and reviews by different groups of scientists. The fact that he has sold several of these units to customers, that he's got several more in the pipeline. And according to him, he is in talks with Home Depot. He's going to compete on volume because he knows once he gets this technology out, the copycats will come in and create knockoffs.
Yeah.
He's going to compete with Quality Engineering and doing his first run with 1 million units, which will drive the price down from when he was going to do 50,000. They would have cost about $5,000. He's going to try and hit the price point of $500 and have them in Home Depot by this fall.
That would really be something.
In talks with them, apparently.
So there's been some discussion about this. I mean, I'm totally new to this here. The energy catalyzer, is that what the ECAT stands for?
That's correct.
According to, if you look for Andrew Rossi ECAT on Google, the first article that comes up is from Forbes. From November 11th of last year, where they're saying that the claims from the Free Energy Truth website, which claims that there's a client for the ECAT system known as National Instruments, according to National Instruments, they're saying they're not a client, that they didn't buy this. So I wonder how much of this information is accurate and verified.
Well, now he has, there are pictures of the units that he's put together. There's pictures of them in operation. There are all of these scientists who have evaluated the process, determined what's going on, you know, how the thing works. There is a huge body of scientific evidence, and, you know, if it's a hoax, it's got to be one of the most elaborate out there. This thing works. It's a real technology, and it's coming out probably this year. And it's not even the most exciting one, I think.
Are you going to get one?
I don't know because, the problem with it, you can't take a shower. You can't use it to heat hot water for your house. Like,
what?
You had a long shower, it would run out, and it wouldn't reheat the water fast enough. The steam that comes out is 140 degrees, in order to turn a turbine, you need 400-degree steam.
Okay.
So it can't be used to produce electricity at this point. Those are
but
kind of some of the drawbacks that I'd say probably not.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it heated a house just fine.
It would.
Well, plus we're talking about, you know, first generation. I mean, if this is what you say it is, it inevitably will get better over time.
Absolutely, it will. He says in a couple years they'll be producing electricity with it.
So tell me what the other exciting one is.
The other one is this plasma transition motor, basically. He's built this training unit that is it's a prototype for the manufacturers to experiment with, develop products around. But essentially, this is the size of a long box, maybe 1 by 1 by 4 feet long.
Okay.
And it's two cylinders that turn a crankshaft. And what he does is he uses high voltage for about 100 kilovolt spark plugs, high frequency, the same kind of stuff Tesla did, and noble gases, which cost about 71 cents per cylinder to fill. And he converts the gases into plasma, which pushes on the piston and turns the engine. So this little engine runs on one injection of 71 cents worth of gas for at least 4 months, and that's with one of the early tested models.
Hmm.
And it produces about 300
horsepower. Why haven't they come up with something like that before? I mean, I'm always left with this. I hear about these really efficient engines, and why aren't they putting those in cars?
Well, this was based around the PAP engine, which came out, I believe, in the 90s, and there were problems with it because it used, like, radioactive isotopes in there.
Yeah, that
and it didn't run well. There were all kinds of problems with it. This guy, John Rohner, did the engineering for that original PAP engine, and he's the one who's put the engineering muscle, I guess, behind it to develop this new motor. And they have working prototypes. They've found some other very strange, unexplained effects that are going on with this engine. So,
well, Mark, I mean, the reason why it hasn't happened is because it hasn't happened yet. I mean, these things are still in development, and they're going to be problems that need to be ironed out. Mm-hmm. And I think that we live in exciting times, and I hope that some of this stuff comes to fruition and that it's real, and that that we get to benefit from it sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, I think that one thing we can be certain is I think that energy likely will be free sometime in the relatively near future. I don't know if it'll be my lifetime. And I don't know if my lifetime is going to be normal. I mean, you talk about all the scientific advances. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long we'll live? But I think that energy, once energy's free, the world's going to change dramatically because most of the war right now is based on energy.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Always nice to hear from you, and I hope you're doing well. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. You can bring up what you want. Hour number three is on the way. We can come back to the Oakland situation because we haven't even gotten to really what's going on out there. We've kind of been flirting around that. So, of course, we can also talk to you about what you want. Plus, on the way, Nemi is going to update us on the press rankings, press freedom in the U.S. How's it doing? Yeah, you can probably guess. Hour number three is coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.